wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature. DiscoverTheForest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
What's up? I'm Miles.
Hey, and I'm Jara.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A maple pepper bacon sandwich is how the flavors come together. First, I taste the smoky grilled chicken, then the pepper bacon with that maple bun, added with the sweet heat and the pickles.
I'm really sold on the pickle. It meets you in the middle with the sweetness and the heat.
It's spice-tastic.
Yum-licious.
Flavoristic.
The sandwich of the summer. The maple pepper bacon sandwich.
Order the maple pepper bacon sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Happening now in Raleigh, North Carolina, Vice President Kamala Harris taking to the stage to lay out her vision for the economy. It includes plans, she says, to lower food costs and lower taxes for the middle class.
One, ours, focused on the future, and the other, focused on the past.
After 10 months of war in Gaza, there is renewed hope of finalizing a ceasefire and hostage release deal in the latest round of brokered talks. Mediators in Doha say they will reconvene next week in Cairo and says that it could help end the war and defuse mounting tensions to avert a wider conflict. State Secretary Antony Blinken also now traveling to Israel this weekend for talks. A jury in Florida began deliberations today in the manslaughter trial of Susan Lorenz, the white woman charged in the fatal shooting of her black neighbor, Ajiki Owens, last year through a closed door during a dispute. This is ABC News. In North Carolina, a convicted child killer back behind bars after escaping earlier this week. Authorities say Ramon Alston had help from a woman who's now charged with aiding and abetting. Car insurance rates already up, about to rise more, according to a new report.
In many areas of the country, both auto and home insurance rates are skyrocketing, and a new report by the insurance tracker Insurify says auto policies are about to go up quite a bit more, 22% in 2024 as a result of underwriting losses in recent years and the rising cost of car repairs and the cost of new cars. But it will be worse in some states than others. The researchers predict California, Missouri, and Minnesota will see rates go up by over 50% by the end of the year. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Deadpool and Wolverine adding to its achievements. It's now the highest grossing R-rated film ever around the world. Disney, the parent company of ABC, and Marvel Studio Movie talking about $1 billion this week. Michelle Franzen, ABC.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-day super sale and get 40% off paints and stains from August 16th through the 19th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give.
It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Tad Aylin. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin is touting new lower prescription drug prices under the Inflation Reduction Act.
This news is more than just a new sticker price. This is a huge sigh of relief for over 150,000 folks in Wisconsin currently taking one or more of these 10 drugs. This is what holding these big drug companies accountable looks like.
The Inflation Reduction Act will also limit Medicare beneficiaries' out-of-pocket costs to $2,000 per year starting in 2025. Baldwin's seeking a third term and faces Madison businessman Eric Hovde in November. Vice President Kamala Harris will be back in Wisconsin next week for a campaign event at Milwaukee's Fiserv Forum. Earlier this week, Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson commented on Harris's visit.
I, for one, welcome her attendance here. I, for one, am grateful that she's taken the time to showcase to Milwaukeeans and to Wisconsinites what the future can be under her leadership. And I'm, for one, looking forward to seeing her come back to Milwaukee.
Harris will stop by Milwaukee during the second day of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. It's her third time in Wisconsin since assuming her party's presidential candidacy. The search continues for a missing kayaker in northeast Wisconsin. The Green Lake County Sheriff's Office began searching Big Green Lake Monday after the 44-year-old man hadn't returned home. Deputies found an empty, overturned kayak on the lake with a life jacket still attached and the man's vehicle parked near Dodge Memorial Park. The Sheriff's Office says sonar and drones failed to locate the man by late afternoon Tuesday. Drones will continue to search while searchers wait for resources to probe the deepest waters of the lake. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. More scattered showers and some thunderstorms are expected again this afternoon and into the evening. Some of them could be strong, bringing gusty winds, heavy downpours, and small hail. Otherwise, today, more clouds than sunshine, breezy winds, and high temperatures cooler into the low 70s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at GrandpasBBQShop.com. Currently, it's 68.
Wheat managed to work to the upside on global geopolitical uncertainties, but the corn and soybean markets traded like they are certain this year's corn crop and bean crop are going to be bin busters. Cotton was mixed. Buyers ran from the lean hog market, and the cattle complex saw heavy selling as the market fears the potential for a legislated cap on prices.
Live from Crop Tour Pre-Game Edition via Farm Journal Studios, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, Chip and I will preview next week's annual Pro Farmer Crop Tour. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson, and now the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
All right, Davis, hey, thank you so much, and welcome to AgriTalk on this Friday afternoon, the Friday before we all gather up on Sunday evening, half of the group out in Columbus, Ohio, the other half in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and we get ready to go out on Crop Tour. Crop Tour 32nd Pro Farmer Crop Tour. Who would have thunk it?
Yeah.
I'm telling you. The prep work is done. You know, that's the bottom line. And normally when you look at an event like this, mm-hmm. you think, okay, now that the prep work is done, that's the work. You just have to let it happen now. No. mm-hmm. Unfortunately, on Crop Tour, once the prep work is done, you're about a third of the way home.
Okay.
We've still got a lot of work to do over the next four work days to cover all the ground, to pull all the samples, to keep everybody moving in the right direction, to get everybody from point A to point B, not just once, twice, or three times, but four times next week, and then to try to make everything that we're observing out there on the road make sense. The work is getting started, dude. So
Excellent. Yeah. Well, I should hope so, because TikTok, we're talking Monday morning, you know. That's the green flag.
Monday morning. Actually, Sunday afternoon, I think, is probably, I think you hit it there. That's really when, you know, the wives lose the husbands to crop tour for the week type of deal. And like the mental game is just, it's all about crop tour now. Yeah, I get it.
That's right. That's right. And, gathering up on Sunday evening and getting our orientation in and making sure that everybody's got it straight, for when they hit the road. Okay. We've got to go ahead and get to the markets before we talk too much more about what's going on in the crop tour.
Sure thing. Well, December soft red winter wheat futures again spiked support at 550 before recovering to post a high range close. Some chart watchers say December SRW futures are rejecting trade below 550. Others say the contract is just testing the waters ahead of a downside breakout. For now, the contract remains locked in a tight sideways trading range. Uncertainty about the European wheat crop in France and Germany and about the supply of exportable wheat from the Black Sea helped support wheat prices today. Traders also note the war between Russia and Ukraine intensified this week, making the supply from the region even more uncertain. December HRW wheat futures were 2¼ cents higher today at 5.55. December SRW wheat up 2¼ cents to 5.52½. September spring wheat closed at 5.93¼. That's up 7 cents, Chip.
You know, I would like to think that the escalation of the conflict between Russia and Ukraine was a factor in the wheat trade this week. But we talked about it this morning a little bit on the free-for-all with Wiesmeyer and Haney. I don't know if it was, Davis. The market is so numb. I mean, we had Ukrainian troops move on to Russian territory this week. We had a Louis Dreyfus facility hit at the port of Odessa, and wheat market barely blinked. At that. So it's kind of a tough one to figure out. On the week, December SRW wheat futures down 13¼. December HRW wheat futures down 15½, and following that smaller than expected spring wheat crop estimate from USDA on Monday, September spring wheat futures this week were up 3½ cents.
Well, professional trading funds are very comfortable staying on the short side of the corn market. Corn movements remain slow, but farmers are moving some grain ahead of this fall's harvest. The lack of a significant threat to corn yields in the weather forecast is making it difficult to force liquidation of short positions. USDA is making another investment in the infrastructure for higher blends of ethanol in the nation's fuel supply and is encouraging the Treasury Department to deliver 45Z production requirements that will make the tax credit available to corn produced on more acres in the year ahead. But those long-range supports did nothing to support corn prices today. December corn futures gapped lower, firmed to fill the gap, and then drifted downward to post a new contract low, just a tick below the Monday low. September corn futures were 4½ cents lower at 3.70½. December corn down 4½ cents to 3.92½. March corn futures closed at 4.11, down 4¾ cents.
Yeah, kind of a go-nowhere kind of week this week. That report on Monday, the combination of the crop production and then some of the changes that USDA made on the demand side of the balance sheet, it was pretty much a neutral report day for the corn market, even though we got that 183.1 for a national average corn yield. It was still mostly a neutral report. September corn on the week down 6¼ cents. December corn on the week was down just 2½ cents.
Chip, November bean futures ticked through support at Wednesday's low to post a new contract low. The contract also posted a new contract low.